Hi everyone, this is Sophie Angel, and welcome to the second episode of Soulmates and Love Beyond. 10 years ago, when I first acquired my Rider-Waite Tarot, the card that I fear the most are the Three of Swords, Seven of Swords, the Ten of Swords, and the Five of Swords. Well, death is also something in tarot, but this too will always come with a final outcome before it makes me cringe about losing that I am with. I panicked, I keep on shuffling and try to get a better outcome. But over the years, I've already learned what those cards really mean. What does it really do in our lives, or to open up our eyes at least? I was with the wrong person. I was in a wrong relationship that I used to force to make it right. Because I am afraid to be broken. Because I am afraid to be alone. But pain heals on its own. I thought that it's only the heart who is resilient enough to heal and seal on its own. But I was wrong. It was pain as well. Pain actually closes itself in its own bloody gore. Even pain, runs out of feelings, dries up its own blood, and runs out of anguish. When the pain is too much, numb comes after it. When you can no longer cry, when you can no longer crumble down, when you can no longer see the point of crying, and when you can no longer feel the pain or even recognize the meaning of itself, then there comes a brand new you. Tonight we're gonna read out a letter from someone who is so oblivious and so in love with her childhood friend. Is unfortunately suffering from an unrequited love. But she kept on giving that person a continuous chance to prove herself to her, but unfortunately, it will always be an unrequited one. And let's read out her letter. Dear Sophia, I will not beat around the bush. I need tremendous help. I have a dear childhood friend that I learned to love more than that. Our relationship was special ever since. But I was not open to the idea of being in a relationship with her at first, for a number of things. First, our families are pretty close. Second, one of her siblings is a thing for me. She claims the other one has something too, but I don't know. I think it will be complicated. So I've decided to hide what I feel for her and just go on with my life. We're better off that way anyway. Years passed, we both decided to have something, but avoided to put a label on it. We are the right age at this time, both getting our second or master's degrees in different schools. We were happy. The only thing is, I was in a relationship. She was willing to have ours as a secret, although I contested that at first. She said it would be all right as long as she knows that I love her. I always try telling her that I can break up with the one that I am with, so that our relationship would get better, even in secret from both of our families. Besides, the one I was with was a Sagittarius woman who keeps on cheating on me. She even kept on comparing me to her paramours, but always wouldn't listen when I tried to break things off, saying I am just out of my mind to let her go, that I cannot survive without her. Despite all this, my childhood friend or lover said that I don't have to break up with the Sag woman. This broke my heart, for I didn't know if she's serious with me or not. Until one day I discovered she was sort of in a mutual relationship with someone younger than her. The young one texted me and said, "She was my world, but you are her universe." I confronted her about it and told me it was nothing. I cried right in front of her. She wanted to continue having what we have, but I was so hurt. So I decided to end things, and I avoided her. I abruptly didn't speak to her all along. I thought she loves me, and yet someone was claiming they have something as well. I've decided it will never work out between the two of us. I broke up with this Satch woman as well and moved on with my disaster-filled life. Years passed, we got the chance to talk to each other again. I asked if she was in a relationship and she said that she wasn't, and that she wanted to have something with me again. But I was in a tired, loveless relationship then. I only realized this, but it was the same old story again. She asked me to have something with me while I'm in a relationship, but she wants it to be in a secret. And every time I attempt to break things with the other one, she'll tell me I don't have to. But I didn't listen to her. I need this to be proper this time. To cut the story short, I left someone and went to have a relationship with her. Again. But this time, I was certain that she was mine and I was hers. It was the bliss of the angel. I swore right off the bat that I will settle down with her. I don't know why, but I'm always so drawn to her. She's a darling. My family loves her. I thought it couldn't get any better than this. While just leaving out the fact that none of her friends and family knows we have a relationship, it was all good to me. After a few months, she started telling me she has to stay with a friend for her job, telling me that it's a colleague of hers, and that they are good friends. I was hesitant at first, but what can I do? It bothers me that she has to lower her voice when I talk to her over the phone, or that phone calls or text messages now has a schedule, and that beyond that, text and voice calls aren't returned or answered. But I decided to brush it all off and to trust her instead. One day I received a message asking who I am to her, from her number. That person claimed to have a relationship with my girlfriend, and that individual started calling me every night asking questions, telling me things I really don't need to hear, like they are always having sex, or that they always go out, or the thing that this happened before a very important exam and before my birthday. It feels sickening, Sophia, like my world suddenly spun fast that I couldn't keep up. What made matters worse is that I found out that the person she's involved with from the past and the person that she's with right now are siblings. She told me the other person's telling lies, but I don't know who to believe anymore. I told her I wanted to end things, but she pursued me for a time until she finally gave up. Actually, I told her I wanted out, but it seems like she thinks I am not serious about it, that I am just blabbering things, that I am the one meddling in their relationship. The thing is, I think I am the only problem here, Sophia, because I cannot move on. I don't know. Is it me? I am torn beyond words. But she's the one who lied and cheated on me, right? But I don't know. My judgment is clouded. I don't know anymore. I told her I'll stay if she avoids the other one, but I saw they're still talking to each other. It made me question what's wrong with me. What am I lacking? Why is she still with that person when she can't get let go of me? What's with that individual that I do not have, and the other preposterous things? My friends are tired from hearing my stories and seeing my tears. I must look completely stupid. I even got into a car accident by crying while driving. Reckless and stupid, I know, but I was clueless. I was hurt beyond words. I didn't know what to do. I ran away, Sophia. My life became a complete mess just because my world once revolved around her. And now the thought of them haunts me, for I bet that they have a way better life while I'm stuck in the gutter. I was too caught with what happened that my dream career is now out of my grasp. I just can't accept the fact that she could betray me like that. It hurts me down to the core. Everything was ruined. Especially my life. I was, and I think I still am, in a slow downward spiral. I don't know how to get out of this. Please, Sophia, help me. You may be my only hope to wake up from this nightmare. P.S. If you must know, there weren't any men in my story besides her siblings, who are both guys. She is a Capricorn woman and I am a Scorpio lady. For the others involved, like her, other women, I didn't know their signs. I hope you could help me, Sophia. Sarahs, I really admire your strength, okay, and your patience. to give a lot of chances to this person, and I could still feel and see that the two of you would still get back together within the next 8 to 14 months from now. It's just really unfortunate, you know. I really feel like she doesn't really deserve your unconditional love. She doesn't really deserve your purity of your heart, and she doesn't really deserve the care that you do shower her or provide her. Now, as I read your letter, I've shuffled the cards for you for your past life connection. What is the karma between the two of you? You were actually a Native American in your past life. You've got a lot of phobias. You also lived as a Greek Roman in one of your past lives. You've had a lot of difficulties in life. You've gone through a lot. You were also very concerned about the finances. That's why no wonder that right now you're actually working too hard. But I feel like you're still in school or just got out of school. Sarah's, for some reason, this friend of yours that you're so in love with was your baby. That's why you have this care, you have this passion, you have this fondness, that even though she never reciprocated any of your real love, that you never really reciprocated how much you have cared for her. Despite of the endless patience that you have showed her, despite of the endless chances that you have given her just to prove herself, she was your baby. Okay, so that is all the understandable. That's why you are so drawn to her, and you said that she was a darling. You've also had some problems with your health in your past life, which is, I feel like right now, it is also affecting you. You used to be a monk or nun in your past life, and you've lived in a farm. So you are actually fond of a simple living. You're not really a big city girl. You're also very concerned about finances because you lack this in your past life. You're also a very advanced and intelligent person because you used to be an Atlantean. You were persecuted and inquisited in your past life, and you actually paid for a crime that you never really paid. That's why right now that in your love life, you seem like you were carrying a burden that is not actually yours. You're kind of paying for a karma that you never really incurred in the past. It's because of your past life pattern and past life karma. Now, you were also an orphan, okay? Now, you were looking for someone to love, someone who would care for you, someone that you could actually call you as your own. You're looking for someone that you can cling on to, or someone that you can hold on to. Because you don't know where you actually belong, and you're still looking for your roots, because you were actually blinded by your past. You know, you never really knew who were your parents, or if you have a family, if you have other siblings, where were you really born. You know, there are a lot of questions in your mind that your soul is kind of looking for some answers. That's why right now that you are too codependent on your love interests. Okay, that you're always looking for some people to love, for some people to hold on to and to cling on to. You were also born in around UK, Ireland, or Switzerland, and you're a very religious person. Now, you also have talent in arts or in music, and this lesson, you know, whatever that you've had in your past life and right now, you're supposed to learn the lessons and appreciate the blessings. You are born to be a mother, and you actually left your family or your baby. That's why right now that people in your life always leave you. But you have made a vow to one person in your life, which is, I feel like, is also very religious. And even in the past, you've also suffered from an unrequited love. You were also born into different sexes, or you were born as a male or female in your past lives. That's why, no wonder right now that you're, I feel like you are a bisexual person. And you also used to be a knight, so you do have some trust issues. The two of you used to be enemies during the time of war. You've had a very difficult living. You've also lived in Asia. And you need to have some trust and faith in life. You are also good in calculations. You should be in the field of engineering, architecture, arts, or geophysics or physicist. You have the gift of wisdom. You are also a very old soul, and you have a very romantic and sensitive soul and personality. Your love life is being affected by your past life. You love going through outdoors, and it's like you have a talent in writing, or in more likely journalism. You also used to be a medicine woman. That's why I feel like if you are not yet in the field of medicine, you can have a path to this, but I don't really feel like you will be thriving here. I feel like your path should be really in either in writing or in arts. And this love interest of yours is more likely just a karmic relationship. All right. Now, from what I can see here, the two of you will still get back together. Okay. As unfortunately, as much as I don't really want the two of you to still be together or to still be see each other still, I personally, I don't really like her for you. She has some psychological issues, deep psychological issues, and I feel like you don't really deserve that kind of person, you know. You don't really have to be with someone and then you will fix them. Only when you've already, when you're already done fixing them, then they're just gonna take off and, you know, ruin someone else's life. Now, from what I can see here, there is a new love that's gonna come your way. You will find a solution to this, even though you will have some doubts and trust issues. There will be a transformation that's gonna happen into your life, and you need the support of your family and friends. Call out your soulmate and project the kind of life and the kind of relationship that you really want to be in. Take a few steps back. Go out and travel. Write a journal and try to do some reflection. Or if you can do some yoga or meditation, much better. And then the last one that's going to come your way, which is a new person. There will be a lot of passion, and this has a possibility of marriage and real love. You will also have children with this person. This person will also be taking care of your of yourself, of your being. Just don't be too over obsessed, because the problem with you is you tend to codepend. You tend to depend your happiness and depend your life and your partner, which is, it's not really a good practice, you know. I feel like at this point you need to be a little bit more independent emotionally. You're a very strong-willed person. You're actually a very caring and domestically abreast person, and you can be a very good mother only with the right person. Now, what I can advise you right now is this person will still come back to you, and I feel like for the last time you will still feel that the feelings are still there. The pain still fresh, and the wounds are still pretty much there, you know. It could bleed anytime that it could be reopened again. But when this person comes back into your life, all you need to do is wish her, you know, have a good life and forgive, move on, and move forward. Never walk down the same path again, because then it means that you are not yet ready for the new new chapter, a new life that the universe is actually reserved for you. You need to be strong, and you need to have a strong will. Find it in your heart that this is not the kind of relationship for you, and this is only a karmic relationship. You've already paid for your dues. You don't really have to go down that yellow brick road again. I hope that you are kind of listening right now, and I hope that you are taking notes of the things that I have mentioned so far. But one thing's for sure, don't accept her back again, because I don't really feel like there's still a silver lining for this. I don't really feel like it's gonna go anywhere, okay? And I feel like at this point, the right one will come to you, because you have already completed your karma, and you have already paid for your dues or for your debts. All right. Now, everyone, if you do have some questions, or if you do have a story to share, please send it to soulmatesandbeyond@outlook.com or visit me at my website at sophiaangel.net. This is Sophia Angel, and have a great evening. And here's your forecast for this week. Aries, it's time for you to release something that is unhealthy, that you know it isn't right from the very beginning, but you're still persuaded to the extent that now it has finally come to a complicated matter and has affected your work majorly. It's not yet too late for you to rectify things and turn around for the better. It's not a sin to fall for someone at the wrong time and place, or even the person, but acting on it and entertaining the wrong fact is. Learn how to communicate and learn how to say no. Once started with a lie, it will end with a lie. In your money and career, you'll be receiving a memo or a note from the higher management about your performance. You've been drowning in depression lately, and it has affected the way you think and the way you deliver your work. This is not the first time that this happened, but it's time for you to open up your eyes and focus on your work and life. You've been overly obsessing about this new person in your life, and you've already forgotten that there's still more life than being lustful over someone. The raise or increase that you've been waiting for and requesting for a long period of time will be put on hold, or chances are you might lose it if you'll not pick up your pace as soon as possible. In your family life, you'll be saying sorry to someone that you have stepped on for a long period of time. There's no point in lying or even turning tables. Everything is pretty laid down on the table, and what you can do right now is just be humble. Taurus, things are getting a little bit more tight and congested between the two of you. You're playing tags or hide and seek, and you need to straighten out this communication problems between the two of you, otherwise you will only regret this much later on. Have some compassion towards one another and don't just act on your prides. Learn how to be humble and admit your own mistakes, and instead pointing fingers about who's fault and what is what, you need to learn to have some faith over something that isn't visible in your eyes, but you know somewhat and you can feel it's just right on the edge. Stop thinking about that person from the past if you want this relationship to survive. In your money and career, you'll be a little bit rebellious this week against your boss, who's being too overbearing and acting like your husband and your boss itself. You'll be thinking of going off on a break, and you just want to retreat or drive endlessly on the road until you will find yourself again. The job that you have right now isn't really serving you well anymore, and you want to look for something that will give you more meaning rather than just sitting on a desk job for 12 hours. In your family, you will hear that someone is actually lying, or someone is taking advantage of your mother, or someone is an older female figure in the family. You will also feel the need of taking care of someone who's an elderly. Gemini, if you feel like you're no longer in a healthy situation or relationship, better to let it go and focus on yourself again. Your health is already suffering from the letdowns, disappointments, and disasters that's been going on in your life lately. Set a different perspective and set a different approach to your partner about what's the best solution. Even though you've been seeing red flags already, things will only get worse lately, as he or she had already started something with someone and is only waiting for the right time to make an exit at your own expense. So that you'll feel guilty about things later on. It's some sort of a manipulation so that whenever the other relationship he or she's in won't work out, she can come back and make you feel guilty about your ordeal. But don't fall for this. In your money and career, don't even think of kissing your boss's ass, especially if you notice that he's a flamboyant one. You're thinking of taking the shortcut to the long process of winning the trophy. Someone from your team or one of your colleagues are spreading malicious gossip about you being in an illicit affair or you being gay. In your family, it's time to patch things up with a brother or male figure in your family so that you will be able to complete and heal your karmic debt. It's time for you to bury the hatchet and let bygones be bygones, especially if you've had a rift about a man or a woman. Cancer, you need to release your anger. While your expectations, hopes, and fears in a commitment, you need to have some patience and try to be a little bit more receptive when it comes to your partner. Don't block the energy of them coming close to you and don't be too walled up. Try to express yourself. Nothing's going to happen if you'll always keep your feelings to yourself and not talk about how you feel or whatever that's on your mind. Not all people can read minds or even can read the body language that you're trying to throw. You're expecting something that is already extraordinary from your partner. Your problem is very shallow to think, but you're the one who's just making it worse by dragging your work stress right in the middle of your relationship and worse in your sex life. In your money and career, you need to focus more in your performance and obligations. Your boss is pushing you into higher position for this year, but then your attitude is kind of getting in the way. Not all people around you are actually your slaves, you know? Learn how to show some respect and learn how to be a little bit discerning when it comes to your peers or colleagues. You're good in your own way, but don't be too all high and mighty. In your family, take a break. And go off on a holiday, you know. Take a break from the stressful world that you're in right now. If you're thinking of going on a vacation, spend time with your loved ones or even with your kids in a cool, dry place that's being surrounded by woods. And go take some fishing. Leo, make the right decision this week about your situation and underlying problems. You're only pretending that nothing is wrong, but the truth is there are a lot. You're not really discussing things as you just let days pass you by making your issues dormant. It's not going to be resolved that way. You need to reach out, and if venting out or asking for some sort of a support to other people or relatives about how to create a solution to your growing problems, then do it. Your sex life is also being affected because of your hurt emotions. Your partner isn't showing any signs that he or she is interested to talk about your problems, but right now, take a few steps back and wait for the 27th or 29th to reach out and finally sit down on this matter. Your partner is also planning of taking a sudden trip or holiday with someone else. Money and career, your foundation is on the verge of being torn by someone who's so envious of you. Watch your back, as I feel like this person acts more like a friend than an enemy and will suddenly attack you when you're vulnerable or helpless. In your family life, watch over a young male figure in your family, especially if you have a son or brother that is around 11 to 15 years of age. The little man is being surrounded by wrong influences and is kind of calling out for your attention and care. Virgo. Well, congratulations to Virgo. A baby will soon be born, and a new member of the family will soon be giving light to your family again. On a separate note, if you're not yet ready to have a baby, then this is a preparatory stage for you, or like a more like a warning sign to be a little bit careful because you are so fertile until the month of November. And for those who's actually expecting, definitely this is a very positive and fertile moment for you. For all those who just gave birth, there will be some question of responsibility and some question of parenthood to your partner. I know that this is not an easy time to be tolerant against someone who's a little bit childish, and immature. But there's nothing that you can do but to just let it go for the meanwhile. And on the 23rd of September, things will be easing down a bit, but will resume from its heat after a week or 9 days. For all of those who hasn't told their partners yet that they are pregnant, accept some resistance from Virgos who's with a fire sign. Acceptance and excitement for those with a water and earth sign, a neutral reaction for those who's with air signs. More likely, they won't even care. Money and career, there is a success that will come your way this week or by the end of the month, and definitely you will be getting what you've been wishing for, and people will also be recognizing your hardships and performance finally. You might also be invited to be a speaker or representative of your company to a very special event. Family, your family pressure is taking a toll on you, especially those who doesn't get along with their fathers. You need to try to be a little bit more lenient and forgiving, especially issues about the money or loan. Libra, you are kind of over-obsessing finding someone to be with, or at least to end up with, to the extent that you're already bypassing your own standards, and it's like you're just ready to settle down to anything, even if it's just less. Stop over-obsessing about this matter because it will only delay all the scheduled tasks or events that is about to occur. Try diverting your attention by engaging into something sporty. Also, don't look for special someone around online because you will only meet people for temporary clause only. Watch for the days of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and dates of 27th and 29th of September. Participate in any sport event or hobby, and you will only stumble upon someone who is almost like you, or you have a lot of things in common. And yes, this is the one. In your money and career, looks like you will be transferred into a new department that you don't want it to be in the first place. This is something that you didn't expect, despite of your petition to have a raise and increase in your position. But the management will only alleviate your burdens and responsibilities, not to mention that the very thing that you've been avoiding, the office politics. In your family life, things are starting to subside between you and your family, especially if there has been some expectations in the past that you failed to meet. Your siblings or your relatives are slowly simmering down, and what happened to you is just more of a blessing in disguise for them to step forward and be real about their own limits and capacities. Happy times are ahead of you. An elderly male relative will also be approaching you to borrow money. Scorpio, your loyalty is out on the menu today. Are you being loyal and faithful to someone or to someone that you're with, someone that you're dating, someone that you're seeing, or someone that you're just casually, dating here and there? Or is someone being truly loyal to you? Find a solution to your problem and to your underlying issues between you and your partner. Someone from the past have just resurfaced and reappeared again, and it seems like feelings are starting to be alive again. You will be a little bit nostalgic from the middle of this week until the next, but then just make sure that you're on the same page with this person, because it might just work out as usual. It could be something that is still underneath the sheets, but this person will never act on their feelings. Try to take one step at a time if you would like to still get close to this person, but don't keep your hopes up too much. In your money and career, a new job or new position will be offered to you real soon, but you need to keep this to yourself for the meanwhile. It's still pretty much early to celebrate or even count on it. Please do keep in mind that this will be offered to you, but there will also be other candidates to consider, so may the best applicant win. Money coming to you this week as well. In your family life, you need to keep focus on your children and stop over-obsessing with your partner right now, since that everything that you're going to say will only fall on deaf ears. Expect some more arguments coming your way this week until the next. Sagittarius, you'll be acting aggressive and pompous this week towards your loved one because of the one that you're having an affair with. And you will be lying to your partner because of a water sign woman. But then karma will whip you off right now, here and there. And then because of the woman that you're having an affair with, turns out to be someone who's a pretender and a liar as well. This woman is only after the opportunity that she thought she could gain from you. But unfortunately, there has been a lot of deceptions and secrecies. nobody to the extent that the two of you will be surprising each other with a series of discoveries and truth. Yet you will find the strength to move past it and wait for the right opportunity to come and take it off. You will be traveling for the next 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months, and you're off to another devious adventure. If you're not going to change your ways, your life will definitely go down. Money and career, you restrain yourself from splurging unnecessarily. You're acting too impulsive in buying things without even thinking or studying the consequences of it. You are also planning to attend a party or gathering by the end of the week, or you are planning to conduct a party this week with your colleagues. But just be careful, because someone from your team will use this against you to hinder you from gaining. In family, someone from your family is kind of escaping their obligations to your siblings. Try talking to this relative or parent to see what the issue is, or what's the issue behind it. Capricorn, you are daydreaming about someone. Though you are having doubts about yourself, or you are having some doubts about this person that is on your mind, whether they do have the same feelings or intentions towards you, as well as it could be just that you are misinterpreting their gesture towards you. There needs to be some transformation that needs to take place and happen. This person reappeared in your life for a reason. Learn to find a balance and focus on important matters before you actually make an assumption first, because it will start from a professional opportunity before things could actually escalate into deeper kind of friendship or bonding. This person is your soulmate, and you only need to be more real and steady in your pace with this person. There is a silver lining. Also, be careful with someone around you who's a fire sign, is most likely be lying or deceiving you again for a reason. It's time for you to open up your eyes. And your money and career, you need to stay focused in your career and your finances. It will be stable this month, and it will get even more stronger towards the end of it. Somebody will try to distract you away from your work, but you need to resist this and stay on track. Your family is a bit worried about your personal decisions, but they know where to step in or not. They are just a bit worried that you're being victimized by other people just because that you're alone. Aquarius, looks like wedding bells will be ringing this time for you. Finally, if you're a woman, especially, your long-awaited dream for your partner to propose to you will be a few winks away. Or if you're a man, when you propose to someone, definitely they will be saying the big yes. Then two of you will be up for a long, stable relationship. You will also be going on a journey or travel with a loved one, and your bond will be increasing even more. I feel like love for you during this month until the next will be a little bit more stable and loving. There will still be some light arguments on hand, but it will be manageable. It's not going to last that long. If ever, that you will have some miscommunications. In your money and career, in terms of your work, you will be making a decision of stepping out of your comfort zone, since that you feel like your work right now isn't really paying off well or isn't really giving you much of a satisfaction that you need. You would want to start thinking about investing or being on your own for the meanwhile, that you want to take a break from everything. You will just be a little bit adamant because your boss has been really good to you, and instead of granting your resignation, they would be allowing you to have a sabbatical break for the meanwhile. In your family, it looks like you need to mediate in between two people in your family, and this has been a long-standing rift in the family and might break out anytime soon this week. Pisces, looks like you're up for a gloomy week this week, and there will be an argument or disagreement about someone moving into your place, which is not really desirable or wanted at this point. Your partner invited someone in your house without your permission, and now your domestic life is being endangered, and your harmony will also be shattered by this person, as this is a real troublemaker. As much as you want to compromise about the two of you, you will put your foot down, as you know that this person, right from the very beginning, brought nothing but trouble to the two of you or to your lives even before. This will create a division between the two of you, but you also need to speak up. In your money and career, communications will be on the move, and it will be proactive this week, and looks like you will be nailing a deal real soon, which will take you in a whole new level of opportunity. Just be careful about people who are so envious of your success and glory. In your family, a relative or a sibling will be needing your help and expertise, especially if you're in the field of medical. Someone might need to be hospitalized for a certain period of time over a liver problem. So that's it for you for this week. And if you want to have more personalized readings, go and visit me at my website at sophieangel.net. Have a blessed week.